Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates. Maybe you're listening via podcast or video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. Yes, we're back. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. Even if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Sunny where Brian Alvarez is at right now. I can report that to you. The problem is, it's also still really windy. And he also still, in double-digit hours now, I don't know what we're up to, but he has no power. I don't know if we're at the 19-hour mark, 24. I don't know what it has been, but he is freezing his rear end off right now. I can report that to you in the greater Seattle, Washington area. Hopefully, everything can get itself sorted. I don't believe that he will be in the mood tonight to do a Brian and Vinny show, but you never know. He may want to make up for lost time. Not sure. Hopefully, for his sake, his power is back on by then. If not, hopefully it's back on tomorrow so he can join me for this show on Fun Friday. I have a feeling it's going to be airing of the grievances on Friday, but we'll see. Hopefully he's back. But we got a backup plan for everything. We have the video back. The audio's good. I even have a backup plan when it comes to talking about AEW Dynamite, the go-home for Saturday's Full Gear show. Things were all over the place, and I didn't love it. Now, does it matter when it comes to how many people are going to buy Saturday's show? No, I doubt it. It never seems to. But that show was the best example for those of us who are wondering when all of these separate universes are going to, like, you know, pull together and actually have something resembling a cohesive show with all these storylines. You know, that was a great example last night that, boy, I hope things pull in the right direction soon. I hope. I could be wrong. Producer Dom's going to join me to talk about it, maybe with some new eyes. Got a lot to get into. We'll get it started after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1-5-25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 150 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruise or land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
There are Black Friday deals, and then there are Kohl's Black Friday deals. Where else can you get 40% off Levi's, up to 50% off Sephora fragrances, and home favorites for under 10 bucks, all in the same place? And it gets better. You can score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every 50 spent. Get 15% off some of your finds, and save even more with limited-time doorbusters, like 50% off toys. Select styles. Offers end November 29th. Coupons do not apply to Levi's and toys. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturdays starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And Andrew Zarian joins you on Sundays beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at WrestlingNewsAV on X and Facebook every single day of the year. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. Dave Meltzer on vacation in Hawaii, much like Brian, decided to get back behind the microphone to talk about AEW Dynamite. We're all happy that he did. And we're also all happy that Garrett Gonzalez is out there on the West Coast, coming in off the bench there, helping out Brian, who is freezing cold in the dark right now. At least it's apparently sunny in Seattle, so there is that. But, yeah, hopefully Brian is back on the show with me tomorrow. We'll see about that, and back up for members of the website. If he's not able to go on Saturday, somebody send a search and rescue mission for him and get him to like some other location stat if things aren't up by Saturday. But in the case that they're not and he doesn't have a chance to watch the pay-per-view, I'm sure Garrett and Dave will be back to talk all about Full Gear, which they went home for last night. Going to talk about it a little later on in the show. I'm trying not to like bury it already. It was just one of those shows that I started watching it and I fell asleep on it. And that's not because it was a boring show. It was because I'm on the East Coast and I'm old, so I fell asleep. That's what happens. It was during the MJF deal, you know. Sorry. But before that, I'm thinking the promo that Moxley was cutting in the storage truck with two cameras in there, but only one light hanging down, and Wheeler Yuta and Marina Shafir in trances. And then there was the Kyle O'Reilly deal, which, I mean, it was very well spoken. He hit every line that he needed to hit, but it was very monotone. It was very confusing, considering that Roderick Strong was a heel. Now he's a babyface. He didn't do anything to become a babyface. He's yelling at Mortos as if he is a heel and wondering why he's not joining the group. And he's still got his two goofs behind him who much like him, is just now a de facto, they're de facto baby faces too. And Cole's kind of been a heel, talking about how MJF has been a heel and MJF such a heel that Cole wants to destroy him. And okay. And you got that going on. And then I can't even remember. We'll just go on later on and talk about it. But it was just the show. I thought falling asleep and then waking up, maybe I could see it with new eyes. That didn't happen. It just actually got worse by the end of the show. But I'll save that for the end of this show and get into some of the news that's going on. The only TV ratings we have thus far, because the last night's Dynamite ones have not come in yet, the NXT show on CW Tuesday night drew an audience of 672,000. According to WrestleNomics, that is up from last week's 631,000. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.19, also up from last week's rating of 0.16. If the Dynamite numbers come in before the end of the show, we will let you know what those are. Josh Nason's Punch-Out is a podcast on the Observer Wrestling Network, and Josh has begun his series of year-end looks at the, which chronicle the entire year in professional wrestling, really from more of a business perspective. And the first one of those has just dropped. It's up on the website, looking at January and how wild of a time it was for WWE. But he also posts a lot of news up to the website as well. And I greatly enjoyed how he started out the Ricky Starks one that was put up either yesterday, late yesterday, or early today. Quote, "While the AEW future of Ricky Starks is as clear as mud, the former tag team champion has another indie date on his upcoming schedule," end quote. And that's true. Ricky Starks' scenario when it comes to AEW, when his contract runs out, what he is doing is all up in the air right now. But we do know that he is going to make his debut for House of Glory on Friday, January 17th in Chicago. It's a show that's going to stream on Triller. His opponent was not named for the match yet, but the 34-year-old has not been in an AEW ring since March. Starks has said he is healthy. He's got no clue as to why he is not being used and has rebuked the narrative that he has turned down creative pitches to him. As recently as August, AEW's Tony Khan was complimentary about Starks, but also did not provide any details as to why he has not been used. 3 weeks ago, Starks made a surprise appearance for Glory Pro in St. Louis, setting up a match coming up this Saturday against Cody Lane. It will be his first action since a big-time wrestling show in May against QT Marshall took place in California. You gotta love that Ricky Starks made sure to schedule a independent date at a time when they were running full gear, a big, large pay-per-view. So that pretty much tells you everything you need to know about what the relationship is between Ricky Starks and AEW. I don't know if somebody wants to count up all of the time that Ricky Starks spent on the injured reserve list for one reason or another, but with the exception of that, the countdown clock to Ricky Starks at some point leaving AEW and joining NXT, it's got to be happening here. Keeping the door open for outside projects is one of the reasons that Bobby Lashley left WWE and came to AEW. Lashley called his new boss, Tony Khan, a genuinely good person who is great for the wrestling industry. He said he was influenced to sign with AEW because Khan told him that he would have the opportunity to do other things, as well as being able to reunite with MVP and Shelton Benjamin. Lashley joined the Lame Guys podcast, where the 48-year-old talked about how he had MMA and boxing offers on the table. And considering that Mike Tyson is 58 years old and had a boxing offer of, if you want to call it boxing, on the table against Jake Paul, you know, it's possible that Bobby Lashley could have some, you know, cachet in that type of boxing business. Not the actual boxing business, but some sort of gimmick fight like that. I could see Bobby Lashley, people wanting him for that. For MMA, I would say it's kind of a surprise because of his age, but the bottom line is he's still a name, he still looks good, and if I'm not mistaken, is still technically undefeated as an MMA fighter. So I don't know if, like, the professional fight league, if there's, you know, the Saudis want to throw some money at him or did throw some money at him or something like that. He did mention during the interview that, you know, if he wanted to do some bare knuckle boxing, that could be a thing. Bare knuckle boxing just blows me away anyway, that people, again, it's look, the amount of blood and punishment that you take in that, and the fact that your face gets cut up so badly, I don't know. You know, the thing about boxing gloves is, you know, it cushions the punch. Obviously, that's why they're on there. Now, it does not prevent it from doing a lot, you know, a lot less damage to you. You're getting hit in the face, your brain's getting rocked. It doesn't matter whatsoever, but the amount of punishment that people's faces take and get torn open for the amount of money that they get paid for that and probably can't get plastic surgery on later on in life is just insane to me. But Bobby Lashley apparently has got that thought still kind of pinging around in his mind, and signing with AEW, he's going to be able to do something like that if he so chooses. He also talked about wanting to have fun in this last wrestling run and elevate people, and as well as having feuds with opponents that some people haven't even thought about yet. He said his initial plan before signing with AEW was to work one or two more years with WWE before he actually retired. He wanted to have the Street Profits eventually turn against him and have Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford take him out and force his retirement. Lashley said that Dawkins, Ford, Austin Theory, and LA Knight were four of the people that he really wanted to put over while he was in WWE. So Bobby Lashley, unfortunately, did not get to have those wishes come to reality for him, but I am extremely happy that he is in AEW alongside MVP and Shelton Benjamin. The show absolutely needs it. It was one of the only really high points of the show last night, were the interactions that Bobby Lashley had with Swerve Strickland. And I have a feeling moving forward, until we get some people back like Samoa Joe and Wardlow and some other folks, I have a feeling that the Hurt Business and the Hurt Syndicate, I should say, is going to be the biggest deal in AEW. Got a lot more to get into after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. If you're not a member of WrestlingObserver.com, I don't know what you're waiting for. You should buy it for yourself for Thanksgiving. Give thanks to yourself as a wrestling fan. Get yourself a gift. Or maybe if you're already subscribed, you get somebody else that gift. $14.99 gets you everything that the site has to offer, including all the incredible archives of audio and video and back issues of the newsletters, both the Wrestling Observer newsletter and Figure Four Weekly. You get access to the board. I don't know why you would want that, but it is available to you. A ton of other site-exclusive content as well. You can be a subscriber, $14.99 that way. Twitch, I'm sure you know how to do that already, but if you're driving around listening to us on radio, you want to know how to use that Twitch Prime subscription to its absolute fullest. You can go to twitch.tv/F4WVideo, hit subscribe. It'll ask you if you want to use your Amazon Prime on us. You say yes, and then you get access to Wrestling Observer Live, Wrestling Observer Radio, Brian and Vinny shows, Figure Four Daily shows, anything else that goes up live on video, you'll have a chance to see it through there. You could also do that through YouTube as well. $9.99 for that. All the live shows and on-demand shows all available to you. And select podcasts are available as well. If you are a loyal Spotify or iTunes user, it is $9.99 for those as well. You can just head on over to WrestlingObserver.com, find out all the information that you need to know on that. Talked a lot about the Paradigm Talent Agency. They are really keeping themselves and their clients in the news. We can add another name to that list. The Sports Group, their new offshoot that is going to be covering all of the athletes and trying to create some new opportunities for them. Talked about Liv Morgan wanting to expand her acting horizons, her thespian roles. Jade Cargill has been signed to the talent agency yesterday. They, in a glowing press release, talked about her. Now you can add CM Punk's name to that list as well, as Variety has announced on Thursday that Punk will be joining the cast of the Sci-Fi Network's upcoming show Revival, a televised horror series that is currently in production in New Brunswick, Canada. Is based on the Image comic series of the same name. The character Punk will play was not announced, nor was the anticipated release date. The news comes a month after he was announced for a key role in the horror movie Night Patrol. Punk appeared in this year's Let's Start a Cult movie, his first role since his appearances on the wrestling-themed heel show, which is now streaming on Netflix. Punk signed with the Paradigm Talent Agency this past summer, with the goal of expanding his presence in entertainment. So, two roles down now for CM Punk. Maybe he can hook up with MJF. They can do a buddy movie together. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Probably will not happen either. Still wondering about Miro. Somebody, that's what I want to really see from the Paradigm Talent Agency. Like, maybe somebody of some, like, higher repute than me, which is probably any of you out there, but like maybe Brandon Thurston, who's a whiz of sending out all those Freedom of Information Acts, maybe, you know, he can like, you know, find out if what the deal is with Miro, get them to release a press release on the status of Miroslav Barnyashev right now. Maybe act like, you know, hey, you know, we're interested in maybe using one of your clients here. You know, what's he doing right now? Where is he? Is he in Bulgaria? Is he playing video games? Where is this man right now? Because I know he's not in an AEW ring. And much like Ricky Starks, at some point, I mean, the contract's got to run out at some point, I would think. Possibly. Maybe. Anyway. After being in WWE for nearly 7 years, Donovan Dijak admits he should have been better prepared for the end of his contract, and he's got some advice for those in similar situations. This past June, WWE chose not to renew Dijak's contract. He still maintains that WWE never negotiated with him after attempts on his part were made. Quote, "We attempted to negotiate and they stonewalled us. They never made me a single offer. Then they informed me that they would not renew my contract at the 11th hour," he said. He doesn't blame WWE and instead is retaking responsibility, saying, quote, "I didn't see it as a realistic possibility, even though I should have," end quote. I don't know if he's really taking responsibility with what has been said so far about this, nor that WWE was ever in the wrong at any point, unless they, like, led him on to believe that, okay, hey, yeah, we'll go ahead and get this done later. Yeah, things looking good, everything fine, all that sort of stuff. Like, I don't know if they weren't, like, calling you back and you've had some time, I would assume weeks on end, that you're not hearing anything back. You should have known. Start planning better. And he says people should plan better. And he's got advice for all of his former colleagues and friends in WWE and anyone with a job that they should always prepare for the worst case scenario. Quote, "If your contract is up on X date, plan for that. Don't assume, okay, I'm going to get renewed. Prepare for the worst case scenario. I just assume that, oh, I'm doing so well, I'll be in the best case scenario. That was a poor assumption on my part. I should have planned better because I knew the date it was up and it was getting closer. I just hoped it wouldn't happen. Unfortunately, it did." And I'm not trying to bag on Dijak here or anything. I think he's a great talent. And I think he's a guy that on the indie scene, because of his size and because of what he's able to do, really stands out. I mean, that's how he got to WWE in the first place. He and Keith Lee on the indie scene, how both of them got to WWE in the first place, was because they could do things that other big men their size couldn't. Most guys who get involved in basketball, who get involved in wrestling, stink for whatever reason. Great footwork on a court does not translate to good footwork on the floor. And Dijak actually had that. And he began his WWE career in 2017. Took a while before he actually made it up to the main roster. When he did, it was as T-Bar and Retribution in 2020. After the group disbanded, he was drafted to SmackDown in 2022. And then he was sent back to NXT to be repackaged as Dijak. He gets called up to the draft this year. And this was another thing that he pointed out as possibly a red flag, was when he was drafted earlier on this year to Raw, it wasn't shown on TV. It was only on online where they posted it and on social media. And he took that, you know, was wondering if that was a red flag. Yeah, it was absolutely a red flag in hindsight here. And he's gone. Will he show up in AEW? I don't think so. I don't know how that actually really benefits him other than it's good, solid money. You know what I mean? Like, that's great. But he may be better off right now just kind of doing what he's doing. If he has saved his money, be the big man on the indie scene. There really isn't that person right now who can do that. It's one of the reasons I kind of, even though I knew it wasn't going to happen, Bobby Lashley in a New Japan type situation. You know, we've seen him in Impact. We've seen him in WWE. If he didn't want to go to AEW right away, how could he be best used? How could he be the biggest force he could be and be the biggest thing on the indies? It was probably go to New Japan and go wreck shop over there with Dijak. I don't know what his, you know, pipeline is to Japan or anything like that, but him going around and just killing people on the indies, he wrestles a lot in the Northeast for Beyond and up there. Come to GCW and lay people out. Go to Defy shows and be that big dude who can just slay people, but also have a really good match with some of the guys that can move really quickly. I mean, one of the, God, who was it? Was it Leo Rush and Dijak in one of the ROH Future of Honor tournaments that they had? It was him and one of the smaller guys who was fantastic absolutely fantastic, and he can go with all of those guys. So long story short, Dijak says prepare. You can't take things for granted, like power, for instance, because sometimes it's just going to go out on you for a while. Sorry, Brian. ROH Honor Club, tonight. Matches taped on November 7th in Providence and on November 14th in Albany. Brian Cage against AR Fox. ROH World Television title. A ROH Women's World Title Proving Ground match. Athena against Layla Gray. And I could have sworn, did Layla Gray not just have a title match not long ago? So I guess it's possible she could beat Athena here and get another title shot, but I don't know. I don't know why Billy Starks hasn't just won the ROH women's title yet. That is a storyline I am amazed that they have been able to stretch on for as long as they have. Also on the show tonight, Kevin Knight against Serpentico. Gabe Kidd faces off against Angelico. Lee Moriarty and Shane Taylor against Beef and JD Drake. And Aria Davari takes on Shingo Takagi. I forgot Takagi had been over here at the beginning of November, and they got a match with him and Davari. If you were putting money on this, I would probably say Shingo. They usually have a bunch of other matches on these shows as well, too. So we'll see how many they actually end up with. But those are the six main matches that are going to be taking place tonight. Also tonight, TNA Impact on Access and TNA Plus with matches that were taped on November 8th in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Rhino faces off against Frankie Kazarian. Six-man tag team match between Hammerstone, Jake Something, and Trent Seven against the Hardy Boys and Ace Austin. As I think I mentioned yesterday, they have added Ace Austin and the Hardys coming up for the coming up in a couple of weeks for their show that they're going to be having coming up, Turning Point, on November 29th at the Benton Convention Center. And also tonight on their show, TNA Knockouts World Title No DQ match, Masha Slamovich against Alicia Edwards. It's AEW Dynamite time. I've got thoughts. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice next dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. No Brian Alvarez. We hope he is going to be back very soon. All of the best to everybody out there in the Pacific Northwest who's had to deal with that bomb cyclone. Hopefully the jet stream takes it away from me. Don't need that over here. AEW needed to tape a bunch of shows last night, and after Dynamite went off the air, they taped two episodes of Rampage, one for tomorrow night and the other for Friday, the Friday following American Thanksgiving next week. Coming up on this Friday's show, Mariah May and Mina Shirakawa against Nyla Rose and Harley Cameron. Juice Robinson against the interactions between those four in the ring, especially Nyla and Harley, ought to be something else. Juice Robinson against the Butcher, so we get to see Juice Robinson in a one-on-one match, which is a good thing. The Conglomeration, Mark Briscoe, Rocky Romero, and Tomohiro Ishii against the Dark Order. And then Big Boom, AJ, and QT Marshall are going to have their way in. Go ahead, Producer Dom. Jump in here right now. AEW Dynamite last night. What'd you think of the show overall? What did you, as somebody who is a very pedestrian wrestling fan, especially when it comes to ordering pay-per-views and such, did anything you see last night, was it enough to make you come off $50 on Saturday night and not watch the NBA and instead spend your time with AEW?
So I'm probably still going to watch the pay-per-view, but there was little to nothing on Wednesday on Dynamite that I'm like, oh, you know what? That, if I was on the fence, that's got me now. I think top to bottom, it was fine. There were moments of it where I'm like, eh, okay, it's pretty good. There were also moments where I was like, what is happening right now? It was a mixed bag, and I think overall, because of that, it was fine.
All right, the cold open of the show for everybody out there that did not see it, and even if you did, November Rain was the cold opening. Brian didn't see it. He'll have to be told about it. But they did show the video again. They will show it on Rampage. They will show it 74 times probably before the pay-per-view and during the pay-per-view on Saturday as well, too. You got to get all that money's worth if you're spending it on Guns N' Roses, and I'm sure that was not a cheap song. So there you go. The first match of the night, Don Callis' family. Without Don Callis at ringside, just Kyle Fletcher, Konosuke Takeshita, Brian Cage, and Lance Archer. They defeated Will Ospreay, Powerhouse Hobbs, Mark Davis, and Ricochet. The big story of the match was Powerhouse Hobbs getting his knee smashed into the ring steps and being taken to the back by medical, leaving the babyfaces at a disadvantage for most of the match. He did pull the Willis Reed, and Dom, is there a better updated athlete than Willis Reed dragging his leg out in Madison Square Garden to come back out and win the game?
I don't think it was as dramatic as Willis Reed, but the two that come to mind are Klay Thompson in the finals against the Raptors, tore his ACL, goes into the tunnel. He came back and shot the free throws, but it wasn't quite as dramatic as Willis Reed. And Mahomes, I don't think it was in a Super Bowl, but it was maybe an AFC championship or in just a playoff game where messed his ankle up, came out of the game, and we saw Carson Wentz or whoever the backup was at the time in for a couple series, and Mahomes came back and limped his way through the rest of the game and won. I feel like nothing quite dramatic like Willis Reed, but I think those two might be the more, I don't want to say modern because that feels disrespectful, but more current, updated versions of the Willis Reed.
Well, you know what? This wasn't all that dramatic either because there was no three-point shot hit. He did get a hot tag, did old powerhouse Hobbs, but it was not the end of the match. And in fact, he had tagged out to Mark Davis. Everybody started hitting their moves. Ospreay went for the hidden blade on Kyle Fletcher, but Fletcher pulled Davis in front of him, so Ospreay laid him out. Then it was Fletcher and Davis going to the floor, and it allowed Takeshita to hit Davis with a knee strike and get the pin. I'm sorry, Ospreay and Fletcher went to the floor, and that allowed Davis to hit the knee strike and get the victory. The match was really all about Kyle Fletcher and Will Ospreay's match that are coming up, and also how Mark Davis fits into that. Nothing during the match was done to really further Ricochet and Takeshita's international title match that they have coming up on Saturday. It was really all about Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher in that match. Then it was time for that Death Riders promo I talked about earlier, the two-camera shoot in the storage trailer. Wheeler just stared dead ahead as Marina was staring at him. Moxley said that Orange Cassidy is a snake and will be destroyed. Claudio yelled something in German and then said he was going to end Darby later on. That led into a short Darby promo before the show went to commercial. When it came back, Renee Paquette was outside as the Hurt Syndicate pulled up. MVP got out of the limo and told her that Lashley was going to be making his television debut tonight. Out of nowhere, Swerve Strickland ran up and punched Lashley with a chain, which knocked him into Benjamin, knocked both of them over. He ran off. MVP tried to chase after him, but knew it wasn't going to catch him. The only negative about this segment was the fact that you heard the chain, and they even referred to the fact that you heard the chain, but you didn't really see it. And when Swerve raised his hand up to the camera, it was actually the other one, and he had his hand down with the chain on it. And unless you rewound back to look, you didn't really know what happened there. So that was just one of those small little things, but it actually turned out okay. And honestly, later on, they again had one of the better segments of the night. Then it was time for Adam Cole, who came to the ring to cut a promo. He has taken MJF's old crown as far as having the most distracting and just simply the most artificial tanner on his body, except for his hands. I mean, it was, I don't know. You know, Brian would always say with MJF, well, he's a heel. I guess Adam Cole is a huge heel then, if that's what makes you a heel. Yeah, he absolutely is the dirt worst of all people ever out there in the professional wrestling business. Sort this with the artificial tanner for everybody. Wheeler Yuta looked like a Simpsons creation too later on in the show. If you can't get natural sun and protect yourself so you don't burn and all that stuff, then just don't use anything. Like, can we have flesh-colored people again? Like, if you can't be a little brown, then why be yellow or orange? I just don't understand that at all. I don't. Anyway, Kyle O'Reilly came out to cut off Cole's promo, and he told Cole that he needs to end his crusade against MJF. He says he's too obsessed. He has dragged his friends into it and put him in danger. Cole asks Kyle if he's doubting Roddy on Saturday. O'Reilly tells him that MJF is three steps ahead of him. Kyle calls Cole a good wrestler, leader, and friend. He says MJF is more of an evil bastard than Cole could ever be, and that's a good thing. O'Reilly then dropped the mic and walked away, and Cole looked all perplexed. And Dom, as somebody who is a casual on these shows, were you perplexed by all of that stuff too?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I'm generally a fan of Adam Cole's promos. Generally, I know we're not there yet, but I'm going to bring it up a little bit. Generally a fan of Roddy and the current character and all that. Fan of Kyle O'Reilly. Building it up to where it's made it look like Kyle O'Reilly, and this is a millennial and younger reference, where he's Squidward in his house watching SpongeBob and Patrick Frolic. The way that they've made Kyle O'Reilly look just sad and lonely despite being in a group himself, missing the former members of Undisputed Era, it was weird. It was like, hey, I don't like what's happening here. It wasn't so much of a, I'm going to help you out because I don't trust Max to not cross the line. It was more, let it go, man. It was odd, and I think that's the best way to describe it.
Was he too much of a polite Canadian?
I think so, and again, I don't want to get ahead of it, but with what happens later on in terms of Orange and having backup and, in theory, freeing up Kyle to help out Adam Cole, it's weird. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I do wonder if this is all going in a direction where the Kingdom, Mike Bennett and Matt Taven end up with MJF as they fit with the snotty, snooty heels. They could do that, and it would provide MJF to have some goons at his expense, and I think there are people that would like to see the Undisputed Era back together, unless there was a little bit of code in there, and when he talked about three steps ahead, maybe it's going to be Kyle O'Reilly turning on Adam Cole, still not getting over what happened way back in NXT, and just, you know, there's a reason that he's not shaking his hand and keeps walking away. Maybe that's what it is. We'll have to see come Saturday. Probably won't have to wait long either, considering that MJF loves to be in the opening matches on these shows. It was then time for Chris Statlander and Hikaru Shida in a match that, like a lot of the stuff on the show, it did not have a lot of heat during it. It was good. It was a solid match between Stat and Shida. Commentary did note that Statlander was not the one who got beat when she lost her TBS title, which is kind of important going into a big match here with Mercedes. You know, it's like, why, you know, other than the fact that she wanted the match, why does Chris Statlander deserve a title shot? They actually gave you a little bit of a reason why, and she's been on a winning streak. Shida got a couple of near falls in, went for the Katana, but Statlander reversed it into the Wednesday Night Fever for the pin. After a handshake between the two, Mercedes, Money, and Camille came out. Mercedes ordered Camille to go after both of them. Camille, of course, is wearing a sling, so she very slowly got into the ring and then got beaten up by both of them. When she got dumped outside by Shida, Shida went after her, which allowed Mercedes to come in behind Statlander, try to hit her with a lung blower, but Statlander held on to the ropes and ended up hitting the tombstone on Mercedes and laying her out and posing with the belt. We then got a video package for Saturday's Hangman Page-Jay White match, a great example when you look at the card on Saturday. The build-up to this match has been garbage. I mean, it's been nothing. But I do know once I watch Saturday, what happens in the ring between those two ought to be pretty good. There was no reason for you, though, even as good as this video package is. I mean, it really is just another match on the card. There's nothing about it that makes it a money match whatsoever. Bobby Lashley's a money guy. He made his AEW TV debut by killing Cheeseburger and Joe Keys, Spinebuster Spear, and then the Hurt Lock on Keys. After the match, Swerve's music hit. Nana came out to the ramp with a chair. Shelton went after him. MVP was looking into the crowd, waiting to see where Swerve would come from. He actually came rolling right out of the ring right next to him. That was one of the good visuals, something you got to give AEW credit for. That worked out perfectly. He got in the ring, laid out Lashley, hit him with the house call and the double foot stomp. Lashley was left laying. What that also means to me is Lashley's probably getting the victory on Saturday, and that's the way it should be. Lashley taking losses in AEW should be like taking them in WWE. Really shouldn't happen at all. Claudio killed Darby Allin. It was just a total destruction of a match where Darby took one hell of an ass-kicking and looked like he was going to die, and Claudio picked him, press-slammed him off the announce table, threw him through another table. Darby barely got himself back in the ring. Claudio killed him with a big lariat and got the pin. And that will lead into the end of the show, the MJF promo, the big boom part that we're not going to talk about, Jack Perry involved in Reservoir Dogs, and the main event. All when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here, Wrestling Observer Live. There's a lot on this show. There really was. Like I said, Claudio beat Darby all over the place. I mean, Darby is amazing in the ass-kicking that he can take. Just a total destruction there. Claudio gets the clear win. So we'll see where they go with Darby Allin from there. They went after that, though. They went to the back, and Renee was interviewing Private Party when Big Boom AJ and his kid, whatever, Big Justice or whatever, came in just to say that they got an announcement coming up after the break. Boom. So they go, when they come back, to a MJF promo where he just completely lays out Roderick Strong, talks about the fact that his parents were addicts, talked about the fact that his mother shot his father right in front of him, and he's going to beat up Strong so bad on Saturday, which he can't wait to do so Cole can watch somebody get beaten down that he really cares about. He's going to beat him up so badly on Saturday, Strong is going to wish that his mother would have shot him instead. Then we got Renee interviewing Big Boom AJ, something about cookies, 20 years, Rizzler, something, whatever. Later, Jack Perry, Daniel Garcia did a scene out of Reservoir Dogs where at the end of it, apparently Daniel Garcia is too much of a wrestler to actually go into the dark place that Jack Perry wants him to. So he beats up the Jack Perry mobile and then walks away and they leave Jack Perry tied up and taped up inside of this warehouse that he was in. This whole storyline makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever, and how it's going to tie in later, I don't know, but they're going to have to try to figure out something. A terrible Chris Jericho Ishii deal that killed about 7 minutes on the show to just have a contract signing. And then Wheeler Yuta lost to Orange Cassidy. Bottom line here is they taped up Orange Cassidy's hands afterwards because he wanted no help at ringside. They beat him up. And then the conglomeration had to help him anyway. He stands up, stares Moxley down, and that's how they went home. It's time for me to go home, too. I want to thank video producer John. I want to thank audio producer and co-host today, producer Dom. And I want to thank all you out there for watching and listening. We shall talk to you again, hopefully with power, after a while.